Tonight on Arena, we preview Spike Lee's new Vietnam film on Netflix, and Gavin James talks music, distancing and drive-ins. You can text us on 51551 or tweet at RTE Arena. Most of us will be familiar with the notion of drive-in movies, a phenomenon that emerged in the United States in the 30s and continued for decades. The sight of young American kids in convertibles watching a movie on the big screen while eating fast food has been seared into our collective memory. Well, the drive-in is back, and this time in Ireland. It's not movies, though, but live music concerts the people will be able to enjoy from their cars. Live at the Drive-In is a series of music events scheduled to take place across Ireland from July the 20th. The events are organised by promoters MPI and feature a host of well-known names in Irish music. One of those names is Gavin James, who joins me now, along with Martin Nolan from MPI, the promoters of the series. Gavin, you're very welcome.
How are you? Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Obviously, this is a response to the current restrictions on social distancing. Is it a new departure for you? Have you ever done anything like this before?
Oh, absolutely not. No, definitely not. I've never played for a car in my whole life. So it's going to be a very new experience for me. You know, the way I've gone about it, I think, is it's not going to be like a normal gig. I'm going to have to change the show drastically in a different way because it's a different format. So it's... I'm very excited to kind of mess around with it because I'm working with loads of different ideas to kind of make it that much different, to kind of keep it, because it's such a different kind of way of doing a gig. You know, you're playing in front of like 250 people in a car. So it's going to be a learning curve from the first one, and then it'll be great crack. You know, it's getting everybody out of the house, you know, so I'm very excited.
Get us out of the house. That's all we want to do. The last gig, I think, was a sold out you sold out the Three Arena, and that was at the end of your world tour. So how different, I mean, that was with your band. How different will the setup be for the Drive-In?
So the Drive-In is like, you're going to have to hook into it through the FM radio. So you're going to have a different, a lot of the lines of cars are going to have different FM radio things to tune into. And then there's going to be big speakers. There's going to be a giant screen. And it's going to be me and my buddy Jeff on the stage, socially distantly apart. And he's going to play keys. I'm going to play the guitar. And then I'm kind of coming up with some ideas to kind of even Zoom with people to play with them at the gig and everything. So I'm going to, because the rest of my band are living in England at the moment. So it'd be kind of, I was trying to figure out a way to get them to play the gig without playing at the gig with me somehow. But that's one of the little things I'm thinking of. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm definitely not going to ask anybody to beep their horn at the start of the gig. I think it'd be, I'll wait till the end of the gig for that.
No, you'd start something you'd not want to continue.
It would never finish.
So, I mean, you've had such phenomenal success. You sold 250,000 tickets on your world tour, and you have over a billion global streams, and you're number one in Brazil. We'll come back to that. But how have you been dealing with like no audiences after the buzz of the world tour and then coming back to lockdown?
You know, I was quite lucky because I got to finish my world tour, and I was chatting to a lot of my mates that are in bands, that are songwriters that had to cancel so many gigs and stuff, which is terrible. Obviously all the festivals were gone and stuff like that, but I was lucky I got to finish on a high doing the Three Arena, and then I think 3 weeks after that, everything kind of stopped. And to be honest, I mean, I've been sitting at home ordering pizza and just learning how to bake bread and watching everything on the telly. So I've been chilling out quite a lot. But the last couple of weeks, I've been writing a good few tunes and learning different ways of producing and stuff at home. But these kind of driving gigs are going to be fun because it's going to get everybody back to work as well.
So yeah, really, some artists are having difficulty, especially early on in the pandemic, writing and being creative. Did you find that early on, that it was difficult to sit down and write?
Oh, 100%, 100%. I genuinely was talking to my buddies about writing and stuff, and we're all like hyped, saying like, there's so many hours in the day now, we're going to write like 9,000 songs by the end of all this pandemic. But in reality, it was just, I started writing songs, I think, 3 weeks ago properly, and I haven't really stopped since. But at the start of it, I kind of just took a breather, really. So I literally watched Tiger King for
like
week.
Us all.
Yeah, like
big
everybody
cats.
Else. So yeah, I did that. I just kind of really took a breather. You know, I haven't really been home in a while. So I only recently moved back to Dublin. So I kind of Yeah, I'm enjoying kind of being back home for a bit, really.
Tell us about being number one in Brazil. How did that happen?
Madness. I have no idea, to be honest. It's crazy how it happens. There's probably a lack of ginger singer-songwriters over there, but I don't know. It's mad. I ended up going over there for the first time, and I did this telenovela called Pega Pega. And it was I didn't really understand how many people watch this. Like, it's like just it's a huge soap opera over there. But 200 million people live in Brazil, and 100 million people or so watch this TV show. So one of my songs called Nervous was in it. And every time the love interests would look at each other, they'd play that part of the song. And yeah, it was mad. And then when I was flying home from Brazil with my manager, Edison, we were sitting in the airport, and we just checked on somebody else's phone because they could check the Brazilian iTunes, and it was number one by the time we were ready to get on the flight. So then as we were flying home, everything just went crazy over there. And it's then I ended up flying back way sooner than I thought. But yeah, it's mad. It's one of them mad things that I just wasn't expecting to happen. But yeah, Brazil, it's amazing over there. It's beautiful over there. So one of the first places I'll be going back to, I think, after all this.
Yes, I bet you. You have three albums under your belt at the moment. And are you working towards another album now that you've started writing again?
Yeah, I finished. I mean, before this whole pandemic happened, I had everything finished really for the next album, and it's drastically changed now because songwriting wise has changed quite a lot because I have a piano in my house and I'm just learning how to play. I'm absolutely shocking, but it's kind of fun because I've been playing guitar for so many years that I'm making good mistakes hopefully on the piano. But yeah, I will have a solid next album ready to go, I think, fairly soon. So a lot of different songs, to be honest. It'd be a bit of a surprise, I think, sound wise for people to hear.
So Martin Nolan from MPI, you're very welcome as well. I think I said the wrong date for the drive-in startup. I think it's July the 24th. Is that in Limerick?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we start in Limerick first. And then we've sites in Cork, Kilkenny, Waterford, and we're about to announce some more sites and some more artists now in the next few days.
Right. So tell us, Gavin started to explain there how it happens, but how big an event is this? Like, how many cars? Like the Green Park site, that's a big site,
yeah,
in
absolutely.
Limerick. The Cork Showgrounds, yeah. Tramore Promenade, Gowran, yeah. Racecourse in Kilkenny.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So the basic premise of Live at the Drive-In, first of all, is you arrive in your car, you stay in your car, you leave in your car while listening to some fantastic music and having a good time safely. So that's our motto in the office. We spent a lot of time finding those sites, like you say, that would be suitable for this particular event. And then with COVID, we partnered with an experienced event management company. And together we put together a very detailed COVID management plan for the safety of our staff and obviously our customers. So how it works is, as soon as people arrive, our staff will be there with full PPE. The cars will be directed to assigned spots. Obviously, again, with social distancing rules. It's a family-friendly, fun event. That's what we want to create. There's no alcohol allowed on site. There's no alcohol sold on site. There'll be toilet facilities there, obviously, because they will be needed. But again, social distancing rules, and we've a crew of cleaners ready to sanitize them on a regular basis.
And is there food
it's
and
our
soft
attempt
drinks?
Yeah, people can bring food, and we haven't yet decided if we're going to sell food on site ourselves, but definitely people can bring that themselves anyway. Yeah, as Gavin said, he'll be playing music live on stage, and it'll be transmitted into people's cars via FM frequency.
So Gavin will be on stage. Are there other artists on the bill with Gavin?
It's Gavin's show. Then we've obviously other artists announced and to announce. We announced Hermitage Green last week. For Kilkenny, Cork and Limerick. And tickets have been selling very well, thankfully. And they're on sale through liveatthedrivein.ie. And again, we've more artists to announce over the coming days.
Is there any exclusive you'd like to share with us about who they might be?
I'm afraid I'm not.
I know who it is.
Oh, do you, Gavin? You tell us.
I'm not saying nothing.
And Gavin,
our PR person wouldn't be happy if we broke the moratorium.
Think of the promotion on Arena. And Gavin, which gigs are you playing? Are you playing just Limerick or are you playing other gigs?
So I'll be in Limerick, Cork. I have them all here on my phone just so I don't mess it all up. Hang on. Limerick, Cork, Kilkenny, and we're going down to Killarney as well. So it's a great crack. But it's gonna be mad. It's gonna be
Waterford
a nice
little. Well,
Waterford as well. You have it all written up.
And so far, Martin, I have Limerick, Cork, Waterford, and Kilkenny. Are there other venues that you're negotiating at the moment?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So we've a few more sites to announce. And obviously more artists to announce, Kay.
Okay, and then you pay beforehand and it's €60 per car and you can have how many people in a car?
So, 4 people in a car. So €60, there's a small booking fee. Tickets are sold through the website at liveatthedrivein.ie.
Okay, and then Gavin was saying then that you can listen through the speakers in your car. Is that a complicated thing to do?
Absolutely, yeah. So now, for in everything that we do at MPI, it's all a part of the team. So obviously, we have a team of experts assigned to that area and everything like that. So there's a transmitter. I won't pretend my skill set. Thankfully, it's all about the team.
Yeah, you were glad I didn't ask you that question, Gavin.
Oh no! To be honest, the guys that work with me, Edgy and Keith, they've been chatting to the guys in Norway and Denmark that have done these driving gigs before. So they kind of the guys over in Europe, they kind of did all the learning things first. So they knew what didn't work. Like there's certain things you can't do, like bass bins. You can't rattle the cars too much, or else the sound gets messed up. And there's a way you have to. If you do a gig like in Marley Park or something, there's always speakers that are halfway through that are delayed to the screen so that nothing's out of sync. And so there's all these things that my buddy Edgy and Keith and all the lads backstage and all are working to do. So
and Gavin, what if you get people going so much they want to get out of the car and have a dance?
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen. I mean, I'd say everybody stays in the car and then... you know, if I might end up running through the cars at some point. It depends, but I probably can't do that either. But I say we all have to kind of be careful. We have to stay within the HSC guidelines and stuff and make sure that everybody's safe. And that's the most important thing, doing these things and making sure it's all.
Now,
proper.
As you said, you were coming back from a world tour, Gavin, so you were, you know, on a high. But what about other people that you know in the industry, other artists and then so many people, like people in Martin's business who make their money, really, or their wage out of working on gigs? How has that affected the whole industry?
Well, it's all stopped. That's the one thing that I think is great about these kind of gigs. The more people that do these driving gigs... it's the only kind of idea I can think of, and that that is safe and that is within the guidelines of everything that is going on right now. Unless you want to buy loads of bubbles and stick everyone in a bubble, but it's great that everybody gets to go back to work after not working. I know that my crew haven't worked since the end of February, which is the last gig that we've done, and we did one live stream here that had the lads in the kitchen, so that was fine. But the more people that do, it's a little small foot in the door. To kickstart the industry a little bit,
to kind of
get people through this part, because gigs will eventually happen again in the future. Like when they will obviously going to happen again, gigs, and people will go back to work. But at the time being, it's just great to get people back at it, really.
Gavin, your current single is called Boxes, and we're going to play it now. But could you introduce it to us first? Tell us about the song.
Oh yeah, so this song is about. I wrote this song about kind of growing up in Dublin and kind of. Having music as the one thing that I always wanted to do and not really having a backup plan. It's about kind of if you want to do something, and a lot of people will say to you, it's very hard to go down that way. It's a tough route. You should have a backup plan. You do have a plan B. It's about just not really following the crowd. There's me dog. He's legging it through the house. It's about not following the crowd and just kind of following your dreams, more or less. That's really it. It's called Boxes.
Okay. So this is a taste of the drive-in. Here's Boxes.
Went to the wrong school, wearing the wrong shoes. They told me that I should sit down and just bite my tongue. 'Cause if you're lucky, you'll get. get to university, say three Hail Marys, and everything bad will be gone.
Boxes by Gavin James. The first Live at the Drive-In will take place at the Green Park site in Limerick on Friday, July the 24th. It will be followed by gigs at the Cork Showgrounds in Cork City and then Tramore Promenade in Waterford. And if you're interested in going, tickets are priced at €60 for a car of four people. They're on sale now and you can buy tickets and get further details at the website liveatthedrivein.ie.